WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to the Stoic State of Mind podcast. Today we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Cultivating self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're on autopilot, reacting to situations instead of responding? You know that feeling when your emotions are running high and you say or do things you regret later? Well, guess what? You're not alone. But the good news is, we can change that. We can learn to understand ourselves better, navigate our emotions with grace, and build stronger relationships in the process. It's all about becoming more self-aware and emotionally intelligent. Now, you might be thinking, emotional intelligence. Sounds a bit fluffy, right? But trust me, this stuff is seriously impactful. Think of it like this. Self-awareness is your inner compass, guiding you towards making decisions that align with your values and goals. Emotional intelligence is the map that helps you navigate the complex terrain of human interactions. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started on this journey of self-discovery and emotional mastery. First up, know your triggers. What sets you off? Is it traffic, certain people, or maybe even a particular type of music? Identifying your triggers is the first step in managing them effectively. It's like knowing which buttons not to press on a delicate machine. Next, practice mindfulness. This isn't about meditating for hours on end, though that can be helpful. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations as they arise. It's like hitting the pause button in your mind and taking a deep breath to observe the scenery around you. Embrace feedback. This one can be tough, I know. But feedback, whether positive or constructive, is invaluable for growth. Think of it as a GPS system guiding you towards your destination. Don't take it personally, see it as an opportunity to learn and improve. Now, develop empathy. Put yourself in other people's shoes. Try to understand their perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. A little empathy goes a long way in building stronger connections than fostering compassion. Finally, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during challenging times. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a good friend. Ever feel like you're on edge, easily frustrated, or just plain overwhelmed? It's easy to get caught up in a whirlwind of daily life and lose sight of ourselves. Take my word for it, I've been there. But remember that time when you were completely stressed out about a big presentation at work. You probably felt your heart racing, your palms sweating, and maybe even a little dizzy. That's your fight or flight response kicking in, your body's natural reaction to stress. Now, imagine if you had the self-awareness and emotional intelligence to recognize those early warning signs before they escalated into full-blown panic mode. Wouldn't that be incredible? This is where the power of self-awareness and emotional intelligence comes into play. By learning to recognize our emotions, understand their triggers, and manage them effectively, we can navigate stressful situations with greater calm and clarity. We can build stronger relationships, make better decisions, and ultimately live more fulfilling lives. Remember, folks, this isn't about becoming some emotionless robot. It's about harnessing the power of your emotions to fuel your growth and create a life that truly resonates with you. So take these key takeaways and put them into practice. Start small, be patient with yourself, and most importantly, never stop learning and evolving. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to self-awareness and emotional intelligence? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep building that resilience.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.